You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. The Dutchess County Republican Committee will host Sheriff David Clark at a fundraiser April 12th at the Grand View, a private venue in Poughkeepsie. The former sheriff of Milwaukee County in Wisconsin is controversial for many reasons. Clark has called for the suspension of habeas corpus in the United States. His jail turned the water off to inmate Terrell Thomas's cell for 6 days, resulting in his death by dehydration. His jail handcuffed and shackled pregnant women and at least one woman in labor. Twitter has temporarily blocked him for promoting violence against the media, and he recently claimed that the school children who survived the shooting in Parkland, Florida, were actually operatives of George Soros. Representative John Faso has praised Clark at a 2016 meeting of the Oath Keepers, an anti-government American far-right organization associated with the Patriot and militia movements.
What a delightful crowd, and what a tremendous patriot we have in Sheriff David Clark. It's so great to be with you, Sheriff Clark. And I truly appreciate what you're doing. Our liberties are at risk. That's one of the main reasons why I decided to run.
Representative John Faso, who sits on the House Committee on Agriculture, released a list of 8 priorities March 20th for the farm bill currently being negotiated in Congress. They are facilitating more progress in improving dairy programs, cracking down on fake organics and supporting upstate organics farmers, helping veterans transition from military service to agricultural entrepreneurship, enhancing conservation programs for farmers, invigorating rural upstate economies, promoting healthy nutritional choices, aiding upstate farmers markets and our seniors, and supporting farmer mental health. Kenneth Lovett reports in the New York Daily News, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is endorsing Governor Andrew Cuomo in his primary election against actor Cynthia Nixon. Gillibrand worked with Cuomo when he was federal housing secretary in the Bill Clinton administration. Quote, Kirsten is a friend of Governor Cuomo's and supports his campaign, said Gillibrand spokesman Glenn Kaplan. Quote, he's been a leader on issues she cares deeply about, like marriage equality, paid family leave, and campus sexual assault, to name a few, end quote. But Cuomo has also been criticized for hiring senior aide Sam Hoyt, who has been accused of sexual harassment. When asked recently if he could name one thing the state government was doing about sexual harassment, Cuomo answered no. Republican Shel Farley, who is running against Gillibrand, wondered about that. Quote, if Kirsten Gillibrand fancies herself a champion of women, it's hard to tell today, end quote. Farley said in a statement, quote, in the Senate, Gillibrand practically single-handedly drove her squash partner and longtime pal, Al Franken, from his seat, and yet today she turned around and endorsed Andrew Cuomo for governor, end quote. Read the full story in the New York Daily News. The Associated Press reports in the Daily Freeman that Governor Andrew Cuomo says the Hudson River Skywalk on the Rip Van Winkle Bridge, linking Greene and Columbia counties, is finished. 3 viewpoints, 50 feet long by 10 feet wide, are now open on the mile-long sidewalk on the bridge. Eventually, there will be a pedestrian trail between the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill and the Olana State Historic Site in Greenport. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.